Greek authorities ordered schools to shut down nationwide as cases of the coronavirus are growing rapidly in three western regions, becoming a serious threat for the rest of the country. Greece has one of the world's most elderly populations, and the threat of high mortality looms about the same rate as in Italy. So fearful of a similar fallout, health officials here are emphatic. Protect the country's most vulnerable crowds. Save the elderly, our grandmothers and grandfathers. The country's powerful Orthodox Church, though, poses a problem. While supportive of the lockdowns, the country's clergy is failing to heed advisories to restrict its flock from taking Holy Communion. This is an ancient ritual that includes parish priests soaking bread in a chalice of wine and then administering its contents to everybody in the congregation with just one spoon that is shared. The church insists the Holy Communion isn't causing the spread of the coronavirus. Instead, it is urging priests and followers to pray for the disease to stop spreading, a message that is keeping churches packed, spurring strong public and political debate across a country where more than 90% of the population of 10 million is baptized into the Christian Orthodox faith. Leftist opposition parties have urged the government to strong-arm the country's top prelate into heeding the health advisories. But Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis has refused, avoiding a clash with the country's powerful religious institution and its millions of followers. On a major religious holiday this week, the President of the Republic was among the first to attend a special mass. He was flanked by several government ministers. And since then, bishops across the country have taken to advising followers to use holy water and their faith as antiseptic. Since the outbreak of the coronavirus, religious dogmas around the world, including Islam and the Catholic Church, have revised rituals and practices to contain the spread of the coronavirus. Ironically, Greece's spike in cases of COVID-19 came from a group of travelers who recently returned from a pilgrimage in Jerusalem. Most of them now are in isolation with mild symptoms, but a 65-year-old man remains in critical care, battling pneumonia in a hospital isolation unit in the western port city of Patras. Anthi Karasava, DW, Athens.